Good afternoon. It is 2:04 p.m. We are here today, May 26, 2020, via Zoom meeting for the second status hearing of OPAPA 19-011 and 20-003, Basil Food Industrial Services Corporation versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony R. Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Clarissa Roque. Will appellant Basil Food please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Jerry Diaz here representing Basil Foods Industrial Services Corporation.
We have Michael from Basil actually here in our office.
I apologize for that. He was supposed to meet me here in my office.
Okay.
Hey, where's your office located again, Ms. Diaz?
We're right above the Crest Restaurant in East Agana.
Okay. Mr. Hernandez, is there any way we could put Ms. Diaz's, unfortunately, Ms. Diaz, well, I'm going to give you a choice. We could try to put him somewhere telephonically in the OPA's office, but you're not going to be able to whisper your confidential client communications in his ear. We need to proceed because I don't know if everybody's power, for example, is going to be stable or so on and so forth. And it might take him a good 10 or 15 minutes to get to your office.
That is correct. I know that there were phone numbers on the email that we could call into, like what I just did. Jarek, are any of those numbers available to be shared with him, even though he doesn't have a user ID or anything like that?
No, you can share that number with him.
Yeah. But my main issue is whether or not, you know, like Ms. Williams, her client appears to be there, and if they wanted to whisper apart so we couldn't hear them and maintain their client confidentiality, that's possible. In your case, perhaps your client could give you a call. And then you can communicate with them via phone. I'm going to give you do you have your client's number?
Actually, I don't have a cell number. Jared, okay. Is there a way you can get that number from him?
Yeah. How about this, Ms. Diaz? How about you give Jared the number that you want your client to call you at, and he can get a direct line with you, separate and apart from the OPA.
Okay. Jarek, it's 483-8071.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, can we go off the record briefly for Mr. Hernandez to effectuate this communication? Ms. Roque?
He's actually the one, he's the host, so he's kind of controlling everything. From his
I love this modern technology.
Yeah.
Two steps forward, you know, one step back, something like So just to warn everybody, I'm in my house in Sinahunya. I have two dogs. And if you live in the village, you know that we cannot stop the chickens from coming in the yard. Dogs bark at chicken. Likewise, one dog in the neighborhood starts to howl at something, every dog, including my dogs, who are currently in their kennels, howl as well. So such is village life. Okay, we're just going to have to deal with it. Thank you.
He's going to be calling you.
He's going to call me. Okay. And when he calls me, I'll just put him on speakerphone. And if I need to speak with him, I'll just step out of the office. But he'll be able to hear everything.
Okay, good enough. And if you can just tell us when he has made that communication with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So,
okay, we'll move on.
Please proceed.
We'll move on with purchasing agency GSA. Please identify yourselves and any institutional representatives present for the record.
Robert Kono, GSA. Christine Tadata, GSA. That's all.
And your counsel?
Counsel is Office of the Attorney General, Sandra Miller, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. Will interested party SH Enterprises, Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Vanessa Williams, attorney for SH Enterprises, and present today at our office is Ms. Hoi Suk Min, the president of SH Enterprises. Also present across from me on the table, but not visible on the screen, is Mr. Tae Hong Min, vice president of SH Enterprises.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Okay, again, I just want to clarify. So is Ms. Hoi Suk Min the president?
I'm sorry, I switched their titles. Ms. Hoi Suk okay. Min is and Mr. Kamen
is the president. Okay, good enough. Okay, and all right, so boy, where did we leave off here? So somebody had filed a motion to dismiss. I think, was that you, Ms. Miller, or your office?
No, that was SH.
SH, okay. And then we were in the, oh, yeah, take it back. I think you may have joined that motion. And then I still owe a decision on that particular motion. But during the pendency of that, and correct me if I'm wrong, parties, the appellant filed a second appeal. And we subsequently have already issued the order consolidating both cases. At this status conference, we're kind of trying to get a schedule for a path forward here in light of this pandemic emergency that befell us and kind of delayed our initial planned hearings, so on and so forth. So I know that we've got a, let's see, and the last hearing, it looks like, was actually held on February the 26th of 2020. That was just about 3 weeks prior to the declaration of our current pandemic emergency. So that's kind of it. Now, going forward with the new appeal, is it my understanding that for the new appeal as well, do any of the parties still desire, or let me just ask this, do any of the parties still desire to have a hearing on these consolidated appeals?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Mr. Camacho.
Okay, so anybody else for the record, or?
Yes, we would request a hearing.
Purchasing agency, anyone else? No? Okay. So, Ms. Diaz, did you file a request for a hearing on the consolidated cases already to date or not?
I have not. I did file a request for the initial appeal, but I can certainly provide a presentation today or this week.
Ms. Miller, did you file a request for hearing for the consolidated cases?
I have not. Actually, I'm trying to find, when did you issue the order consolidating?
March the 13th, 2020.
March the 13th. Okay, that was the same
deadline.
Do you
have that order?
Yeah. I'm sure I do amongst this my stack of stuff this
high. Because that order also vacated all the, because we were on the eve of our hearing in the initial case. So that order vacated, and thank you for bringing up the issue of deadlines. I forgot to mention that all the existing deadlines for that case, for the original case, were vacated after the second appeal was filed and we consolidated them. Okay. So, that's the date. And Mr. Hernandez, did we get to file? Because I know that the 13th, boy, we're talking like, the day before the declaration of the pandemic emergency. And, it seems like we've all been on this 2.5 month hiatus. But did we get that order online yet or not?
Order consolidation was posted. And for the record, the purchasing agency also filed their exhibit list, witness list, and list of issues, which, again, that was
for the previous appeal.
I think we passed each other because I filed those on March 13th, which was the deadline for filing it. And that was after lunch. And I think as soon as I filed those hearing materials, your order came out consolidating everything. And then of course, the pandemic emergency was declared, all within the span of like an hour or so.
Yes.
We did file hearing materials for the initial case. Then also the second appeal got filed.
All right, so now
so I guess the, I should withdraw the first one and redo them.
Well, you don't have to withdraw it. All those deadlines are vacated. So I'm going to issue a second scheduling order, essentially, with new deadlines. But where what we also need to do is establish, because a new appeal was filed, and that was on February the 27th of 2020. So, and of course, I don't think that we've had the opportunity. Have any of the parties filed anything concerning the new appeal, like a consolidated agency report or?
They have.
They Your have?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Your Go Honor, GSP talking here. We did file an agency report as to our response regarding the second appeal.
Okay. Good. And I take it the procurement record is the same for both cases, so we don't need to kill any more trees for this particular
Right. We said case. It was the same. You agreed when you consolidated, and after that we just added a new agency report as to the new claim protest filed.
All right. How about the comments to the agency report?
So my comments are due on the 29th, which is this Friday. And I just wanted to state on the record that my clients have entered the room. I have Michael Zhu, Z-H-O-U, and James Zheng, Z-H-E-N-G.
Good. Okay. So, and what is Mr. Zhu's position again?
He is the president.
Okay, president. And Mr. Zhang is... position?
He's vice president.
VP. All right, thank you. So I believe the deadline to request the hearing coincides with the deadline to file comments to the agency report. So I'm going to hold you to that. So if you still want the hearing, you still have until Friday to file. That, of course, if any party files one, we're going to have to hold a hearing period. Okay, so you need to submit your written request pursuant to the rules of appellate procedure for procurement appeals. Now, let's see, going forward, got another laundry list here. So on top of the regular, you know, comments, the agency report, rebuttal to the comments of the agency report. Do we need to file any new motions? How about this? Go ahead. I'm just going to set a motion filing deadline anyway, okay, because you might not have your motion today. But how about June the 3rd of 2020? Which I believe is next week.
From a motion filing deadline?
Yeah, a new one. That's for the consolidated appeal.
I haven't actually seen a copy of the agency report.
Okay, hold on, Ms. Williams. No, Jarek just left his post there, but do we know if the agency report has been filed or basically posted online yet? I'll wait till Jarek gets back. He's moved position here. While we're waiting for him to get back, what about that June 3rd motion deadline? Is that acceptable to the rest of you? I know everybody's got a strange schedule right now.
I'd like to request an additional week.
Okay, so you're saying we should have this instead on, let's see here, it's my calendar. Sorry, when I'm not in my office, I feel like a fish out of water. That's really the truth of it. Let me see. And that would put us. June 10th. Would that be an acceptable motion deadline? Going yes, once? Twice? Okay, so the motion deadline for the consolidated cases is now going to be June the 10th. And then, let's see here. Oh, come on. I'll put this in July. So do we think we can get oppositions by July the 1st?
Yes, Mr. Camacho.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, three.
Yeah. 7-1. And then how about the replies? The oh, come on. Replies to oppositions on July the 8th. Good. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So the formulas. 7-8. And then. Now, if we anybody files a motion and we have to have a hearing on it, Derek, do you think we could hear it on July the 15th? What's our schedule look like that day? Hopefully, we'll be in P Corps 3.
In July the 15th?
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay.
What day so is July 15th?
July the 15th. To have a motion
oh, that's a Wednesday.
That's a Wednesday.
What time?
At 2?
I'm sorry, can we do it either Tuesday or Thursday? Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the afternoons, I have medical appointments.
All right, how about July the 14th, the day before at 2?
Two, same time?
2.
Oh, it's okay with me.
Yeah, is that a good time for everybody else? So that's just yes. If somebody files, okay. So July the 14th at 2 will be the motion hearing. Now, let's see here. That'll kind of put us into 14, okay. Do we think we can go to the formal hearing in this matter the first week of August? And I'm kind of looking at August the 3rd.
What day is that, please, and what time?
That's a Monday, and we would start in the morning. This is formal hearing, so we're looking at about 9:30 a.m.
I'm looking at my calendar. And the first week, August 3rd through the 6th, I'm scheduled to be in trial in district court. We haven't had a conference to see how that's going to work because we're dealing with interpreters. I have no idea whether or not it's going to go forward, but I do have it on my calendar for that week.
Okay, so how's July 10th, or excuse me, August 10th? That's the next week, that's a Monday.
I'm available that week.
Again, can we do it on a Tuesday or a Thursday?
Tuesday or Thursday. Let's see here. Is there any good reason for that, or is that just a
preference? I have, as I stated earlier, I have a medical appointments on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the afternoon.
Yeah, but that's in the afternoon. I'm trying to start in the morning for the formal hearing, okay? Because we estimated initially it would take about 3 to 5 days to hammer this thing out. So,
do you think we can finish Monday, Wednesday, Friday by noonish?
Well, Mr. Kono, I'm going to make every accommodation I can for you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right, so... but we do need to move this thing along here. We've been slightly delayed, but it's through no fault of the parties. No one expected us to be where we are. So Ms. Williams, the 10th is a Monday. Yes. Is that okay? 9:30? Okay. Did anybody have any other issues with that day? There'll be none. Okay. So we're going to start the formal hearing. August 10th, we'll start at 9:30 a.m. And that'll put us with our, so the hearing briefs would be filed, close of business on August the 7th, that's a Friday. And that would make your hearing materials due July the 31st, which is also a Friday. Okay, I'm going to put this in a second scheduling order. For everybody to see, but that's kind of, does anybody have any issue with those proposed dates at this time?
No.
Yes? Did someone say yes?
I'm good.
Okay. So no one has any issues? All right. Are there any other matters I need to take up at this time?
Just for the record, the agency report for the consolidated appeals was filed on May 19th.
Okay, are those posted online, Jer?
May 19th, yes.
Yeah. Are those, were those posted online?
It's only I will post it, but it's only a one page.
Okay. So
two page
document. That on, yeah.
I'll post it.
So, yeah. And Mr. Cohen, I'm going to require you to actually send a copy of that report to Ms. Williams today. Is that possible? Or Ms. Miller?
Okay. My copy of the agency report, which I have here, is unsigned. So GSA would have the signed copy. Robert?
Okay. Yeah, but I'm going to, but Robert is, Mr. Kono is the, your client here. I know he's another attorney, but as the attorney for the purchasing agency, I'm going to expressly order you as the attorney for GSA. To ensure that Ms. Williams has a copy of the agency report by close of business today.
Okay? I thought we did, I thought we did send it to everyone. I'll check and make sure she has a copy by the end of the day.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
And I will send her whatever copy I have, signed or unsigned, but I will check and see whether there was a signed version of it.
All right. Now, are there any other issues that we need to take up at this time?
Did the parties discuss the venue for the hearing?
Well, let's see. So I think we had, I'm trying to recall here. Are we expecting any off-island witnesses? That's usually the issue. And, currently I think everybody's now an expert at using things such as Skype and Zoom. So, or do we have any... witness participation issues at this time?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, none that I know.
Okay. Now, like I said, the issue we're going to have is obviously our our one hearing room at the OPA is rather small. We can only, right now, we're restricted to having less than, or yeah, basically 10 or less to comply with the social gathering mandate. Likewise, we have to make sure that the room has less than 50% occupancy. And we have to ensure that essentially everybody is 6 feet apart to maintain their distance. And yes, I'm not wearing a mask because I'm at home, but if we're going to have that hearing, everyone, if it's still required, we'll have to be in a mask. Okay, does everybody understand that? Are there any yes. issues? Because these are the mandates we're living under right now. So hopefully that's not an issue for anyone. If it is, or somebody has an issue, let's say you know, somebody has emphysema or asthma, or they just can't wear a mask, please let Mr. Hernandez know as soon as possible so we can try to make as reasonable an accommodation as we possibly can. Okay. Are there any other issues?
No. Okay. Not.
So I will issue my decision on the existing motion to dismiss. Likewise, I will issue a second scheduling order outlining these dates that we've discussed today. And it is now approximately 2:30 p.m. and we are going off the record. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.